Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be talking a little more about Jessamine County history, and we'll talk about a fellow who knew a lot about it. His name was Clyde Bunch. Now, not only did Clyde know a lot about history, his wife made history in our county. Mildred Bunch was her name. She was a member of the Jessamine County Fiscal Court, and as far as we know, was the first female elected to an elected position in the county. We'll talk to their daughter, Donna Miller, about their lives and their impact on this community, right after this word from our sponsor, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday as we continue to learn more about people, places, and things of our county. Well, this show is started out to be and has continued to be a show about history. History of our county and history of people and things and places we used to visit and some we still do. And every once in a while we throw in a program that might be up more up to date, but it's still history. It's a connection to our county. For example, we had one time Jared Polson. We've had John Michael Montgomery, you know, a couple of those kind of things. Well, today we're going to be talking about a fellow who was as involved in the history of our county probably as anybody that walked. When I think of people in our county who truly knew the history of things, the female I always think about is Jinky Simpson, of course. Virginia Simpson, who has been gone for quite a while. But if you think on the male side, there's two men that come to mind. One of them, who had just passed not long ago, was really knowledgeable about cemeteries, and that was Curry Teeter. Howard Curry Teeter, yeah. Curry was his dad. And we did a program on him. Well, today we're going to do a program on the other guy. This fellow was very involved in history and the historical society. His name is Clyde Bunch. With us today is his daughter, Donna, and we are going to talk a little bit about him and his life and how he got involved and things like that. So, good morning.
Good morning.
That was kind of a lengthy intro, but I want to make sure everybody understands that in knowing, I've always believed this, and we've heard this all our lives, in order to know where you're going, you got to know where you've been. And your dad was very instrumental in preserving a lot of the history of our county, because now he was involved in Historical Society, I think, and things like that, and I know even restoring cemeteries and stuff, and we'll talk about that. But we want to recognize him and the contribution he made. First off, can you start by telling us a little bit about him? You know, where was he born? Who was his parents? That kind of thing.
Okay, my dad was born in 1935 in Lexington. Mm-hmm. To a tobacco worker, and yeah. Her husband was a cab driver, Clyde Bunch. Mm-hmm. And his dad died when he was 4 years old, so he grew up in Lexington. His mom was working. I like to think he was kind of raised by Lexington.
Yeah.
So he was a city boy.
How did he make it down here?
Well, when he was 22, he met my mother. Uh-huh. She was a student at Eastern that was working in a shoe store downtown in Lexington. And she's originally from Jessamine County.
Okay.
That's Mildred Alcorn.
Okay.
And she grew up here, and the Alcorns have been in the county since.
So that's the connection.
That's the connection.
So we'll get more into his Jessamine County ties in a moment, I guess, because we jumped from 4 to 22. Tell us a little bit more about in there. Where did he go to school?
He went to school there in Lexington. Uh-huh. He lived downtown his whole life.
Okay.
Or his young life.
Did he go to college?
No.
Okay.
Dad dropped out of school at the age of 12.
Oh, really?
And today we would have recognized that he was dyslexic.
All right.
But back then, he was just considered contrary.
Yeah.
Because they knew he was smart, but he wasn't progressing on the test the way that they wanted him to.
Okay.
And so he dropped out at 12 and started working as a mechanic at a very young age.
So, so he did that for quite a while. Now, I guess, did he ever serve military? Let me do that.
Yes, he was in the Air Force.
Okay. Was that prior to being with your mother?
Yes.
Okay.
He was down in Texas.
All right. So we have a veteran who's a mechanic who dropped out of school at 12 years old. But then you bring us back to that age of 22. So your mom, who was from Jessamine County, is working at a shoe store, you said, in Lexington? Lexington. Did he meet her there?
No, they had mutual friends.
Okay.
And a year later, they had a double wedding.
Oh, with the friends.
With the friends.
What about that? But she was from here.
But she was from here.
So that's how he got to be here.
Yes, yes.
See, that makes it even more interesting to me is the fact that you had a fella who was so interested in the history of us that wasn't even from here. And, of course, he lived here long enough that he's considered a Jessamine Countyan. Sure. But natively, he was from Lexington. What caused that development of love? Did he always love history? What do you think?
They came down here to Jessamine County to be with family.
Yeah.
And lived on the Kentucky River down past Handy's Bend.
Okay.
And, of course, back then, Jessamine County was very different from it was.
Oh, yeah.
From the way it is today. So he spent a lot of time out walking and exploring. Mm-hmm. This was all brand new to him. Mm-hmm. As I said, mm-hmm. he was a city boy.
Yeah.
And so he started discovering nature.
Mm-hmm.
And on those walks, he discovered arrowheads.
Okay, sure.
And from Dad was the kind of person that once he developed an interest, it became so intense, he had to know everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was never a shy person.
Mm-hmm.
So he would go up to UK, and he would take these arrowheads, and these professors would start talking to him, and he would start asking them questions. And then they would start coming down to Handy's Bend to look at his collections.
Really?
And this informational exchange started mm-hmm. happening. And from that, he wanted to learn about Indians. And from Indians, it went to Daniel Boone.
Wow.
And Daniel Boone. And what did he do here in Jessamine County?
Right.
And there's ties to that, folks. It just grew and grew and grew.
Mm-hmm. And his love just did. Okay. Now, before I go too much further in that, I want to talk more about the family. So he's 22 years old. He moves to Jessamine County with your mom. And that would have been around 57, somewhere in there, I guess.
I guess that would have been closer to 60.
Close, okay.
60-ish.
How many children?
Five girls.
Now, tell us about. I want to make sure we mention them all. If you'll go from oldest to youngest and tell us their names and where they are and what they do.
Okay, I'm the oldest, mm-hmm. and Donna.
Now, were you born?
I was born in Lexington.
In Lexington,
I was the only right.
So when they came down here,
it was just me.
It was you three. You three came. Your mom, your dad, and you.
Right.
Okay. All right. So then the other four came.
And then we were followed by Sue, Barbara, Brenda, and Sandy.
Well, tell us each a little bit about them.
Well, we're all here in Jessamine County.
Uh-huh.
I worked 30 years for the Rural Electric Program.
Right.
Did stints at East Kentucky Power, the Kentucky Living Magazine, and finally ended up at Bluegrass Energy.
Yeah.
And now I'm at home.
Were you at Bluegrass Energy, side note, when it was RECC?
Right. As it changed, I was there for the change.
Oh, yeah.
I was there when they did the original consolidation.
Okay, all right.
My sister Sue was a nurse,
mm-hmm.
and she's at home now.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara is the head custodian out at East Middle.
Okay.
I'm sorry, West Middle.
West Middle, yeah.
Brenda is a clerk at, or the attendance clerk at West High.
Okay.
And Sandy oversees the Kentucky Housing Authority here in Jessamine County.
Yeah. Tell us about your family.
My family?
Yes.
I'm married to Barry Miller. Uh-huh. He's an attorney in Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
And we have two children, Kristen and Grant, and one grandson.
So how many total? There were five girls. How many total grandchildren did Clyde have?
Five girls, nine grandchildren, and so many great-grandchildren that I've lost track.
It's hard to count. All right, so we've got our family covered, and they all still live here.
Yes.
Did any of you girls follow in your love of, like he did? Well, let me take that back. Were any of you all like that when you found something, you had to know everything about it? Or was that unique to him?
Oh, no. We're all pretty intense when we find something that takes our interest.
So then that leads to the question I asked originally. Did any of you take up this love for the history and things like that?
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad both were very much into history. Mm-hmm. And so they started dragging us to cemeteries and courthouses and historical society meetings when we were small children, 10 and under. And then on weekends, we had to go to all of the historical sites throughout the state. We would pack up a tent and the five girls, and we drove everywhere. We've been to every state park and it was what we did.
Wow.
It was a fun way to grow up.
And, you know, just sitting here thinking that kids nowadays really don't know what they're missing. Because you guys, even though, you know, most likely a family with five girls, there's 1,000 places those girls would rather be than in a tent at a state park. You grew up with it, so it was used. Mm-hmm. You were used to it. But most children would think, oh, there's no way I'd do that.
A teenage girl?
But when you look back at it, though, and you think about those times and what it meant to your family and the bonds and the closeness and all that, it's got to be pretty special.
We just love it.
Yeah. My family's into camping, but it's not that kind. We're into glamping.
Right.
The glamorous camping. But still, you know, it's a fun time to be with the kids and with other people. Mm-hmm. And just to have a good time to get away from the worries of the world for a few days and just enjoy yourselves. And that's what you all did.
We did.
What was his favorite part of gathering? I know he did some work in cemeteries because I think my dad even helped on one project that I remember. May have been more, but was that kind of things he enjoyed the most, or was it? Did he have a favorite thing?
I don't think he really did.
Yeah,
he had so many interests: photography and science and computers. And whenever he could pull any of those things into his love mm-hmm. of history, mm-hmm. he did that.
Yeah.
So he did so much on... When computers came along, I think that's when he really came into his own, because he wanted to share the information.
Right.
And he wanted to see things preserved. And he often said, I don't care who gets the credit uh-huh. as long as it gets done. And so that's why he was so instrumental in the developing High Bridge Park, mm-hmm. Logan's Fort down in Stanford. He was on the original committee for that. Mm-hmm. He was on the Kentucky River Task Force and was helped with all of the signage that you can find mm-hmm. on the river now. He wanted to see results.
Yeah.
That was important.
And there's a lot of them. And the cool thing for you girls is that you can look at these things and know his fingerprints are all over them. I have that in my life. You know, I'm able to see fingerprints of my dad, too. And it's really cool because people around me have no clue that I can see those, but I can. And the same way with you.
Yes.
You know, when you go to the High Bridge Park, you mentioned that, didn't you?
Yes.
It takes on kind of a whole nother meaning.
Well, his name's there.
For you,
no,
yeah.
There's a history center there.
Yeah.
It's the Clyde Bunch History Center.
Yeah.
And every time I go there, my heart just swells
up. Sure it does. Sure it does. Because, you know, of his interest. And by the way, folks, if you're ever at High Bridge, if you've never been, you probably should take time to go. She just mentioned going down past Handy's Bend. If you go down that road and you get to the very end, you're there. You can't go no further. High Bridge Park is there. And if you go into the park and you go past the pavilion, there's a building down there at the bottom of the hill. And then that's where you're talking about in this little museum set up that would be very nice to visit sometime. And it's free. Doesn't cost you a thing. It's run by the Air County government. He was very instrumental, or was he, in the Historical Society? As far as well, was he involved with it when it started, or kind of?
I'm not sure when it started.
Yeah, I know
that he and Virginia Simpson, whom you mentioned, mm-hmm. were very close friends. And he joined the Historical Society back in the early 70s. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long it's actually been in existence. But from then on, it was his passion. He served at least 2 terms, possibly 3, as president, mm-hmm. Alternating with my mother there for a while.
Oh, really? She did,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit more about her. Now, first off, you said she worked as a shoe salesman when they met, but did she work outside the home after that?
She did off and on, and, you know, she served a term as or two as magistrate.
She did on the fiscal court.
She was the
first female, right?
First female elected official in Jessamine County.
Yes, and that was that from the southwest part of the city?
That was down in Handy's Bend as well.
Down in the county, down in that area.
Yes.
That's right. Mildred Bunch, for those that need the name, served. I had forgotten about that.
Right.
I knew it, but I had forgotten about it.
And she loved history as well.
Yeah.
Though she was probably more interested in the genealogy aspect of it, whereas Dad was more interested in the people.
Sure, sure. You know, what year did we lose Clyde?
It was 4 years ago.
And your mom?
3 years before that.
Okay, so 4 and 7. Both of them would be, you're talking about computers, would probably be very involved in these Facebook pages that we have going.
Oh, they were.
You know, the, yes. the You Grew Up in Jessamine for your dad, the genealogy mm-hmm. page for your mom, because those things, it's amazing that how much smaller it makes the world when we have these things. And I know there's some people out there that, you know, talk about social media and how bad it is. Yeah, some of it is. But there's a lot of good out there, too. And I'm very proud of those pages because it helps people, again, have some very good memories. And that's basically what he did, was preserve memories.
Yes.
When
yes.
you get down to it. You know, now at the Historical Society, we've not done a program on them, and we should. There's a lot of interesting things down there.
They have some wonderful resources.
Yeah.
And I would really encourage anybody that's interested in either history or genealogy to give them a visit.
Yeah. So, in a word, how would you describe Clyde Bunch? Not as a dad, just if you were looking from the outside in and knew him all those years.
Enthusiastic?
Yeah.
You know, he had this ability to, when he would become passionate about a subject, mm-hmm. You would be passionate about it too.
Yeah, I shared it.
He had a vision for Highbridge Park, and he was able to share that. And when he talked about it, people saw what it could be. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't only with history. He had that ability with anything he touched. Mm-hmm. He was a very special man.
What about your mom? Same question.
Dedicated.
Yeah.
She was dedicated to being a good mother and a good citizen. She was a very practical person mm-hmm. that liked to see things through.
You know, something I didn't ask you, we talked about your mom's outside the work. What did your dad do? Did he continue as a mechanic for his life?
Dad had an interesting variety of career choices through his life. He was a mechanic. Mm-hmm. When he first married Mom, he worked at Joyland Park.
Really?
Yes. He taught swimming, and he was part of the entertainment there. And they would do swim shows at night, and he would do diving. He did diving demonstrations.
Interesting.
He did. He was a water skier. Mm-hmm. He was, I think, the second person to receive scuba diving certification in the state, and went on to teach rescue squads.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the 70s, he would teach rescue squads how to dive.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't, before then, that there was nobody to do mm-hmm, that. Mm-hmm. He worked as a foreman at Standard Products mm-hmm. For many years. And then after he came back when he was working in Wilmore as a mechanic, we lost our house on the river during the flood of 77.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the big one.
And that was just so disheartening for them. So Mom and Dad went down to Williamsburg, and they lived there for 3 or 4 years. And while he was there, he ran the RC Bottling Company. So, you know, he did a lot of things.
Yeah. What brought him back here? Just
family.
Family.
Yes. He missed the county. He missed his children. And
were any of you girls living at home when they lost their home in the flood?
The three youngest ones were still at home.
That we've talked about this once or twice before in different episodes. That whole scenario right there was means so many things to so many people if you were around here. Of course, that was in conjunction with some big snows that we had also, if you remember, in that time. But that flood that you're talking about that went down through there and basically wiped out everything from Camp Nelson on up to Highbridge and on up to Brooklyn, even mm-hmm. it was just amazing. The devastation that it occurred in that area down there because of that. And a lot of those people... And I never did understand this, and maybe you would. I don't know. I never understood if that had happened to me, I don't know that I ever would have gone back. But there's a lot of people that do, because it's home.
My parents went back.
Yeah, and see, I have a hard time living on dry land all my life and away from water. I have a hard time understanding that. But it's home. That's what you have to understand. That's home.
Well, every summer, I want to go back. And my sisters and I laugh. We have to go down to Highbridge and make a pilgrimage at least 2 or 3 times a year because it was so beautiful and so serene. Mm-hmm. And it's so very, very different from this high-paced
life
that we live now.
Right. But it's part of your life.
Right.
It's part of your being.
Right.
And that's the thing I think that draws people, wherever you're from. You've often heard, and you've probably said it, and I have too, that it's nice to go places. But boy, when I cross that Jessamine County border line, that little sign says Jessamine County, I know I'm okay then.
Right.
You have a feeling of I'm safe. And our county is just like any other county in the country. We have our problems, but I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. So it's kind of like that with hybrid. And if you look at it like that, I can understand then why.
That said, I never want to smell river mud again.
There are some bad parts.
That flooding.
It was
traumatic.
And that's the thing, there was one story, and I can't remember who told me this, but they were talking about Cam Nelson, about seeing a house that actually went down. And this, we're talking about the old Camp Nelson Bridge, folks, not the one you go across now, but the one that's still down there that's closed off. And a house actually floating down the river and just crashing into that bridge and exploding, basically. And you think about that and think about everything. I mean, you didn't have time to get anything out.
No.
It was gone. And the memories that were lost. But so, yeah, it's, there's bad and there's good. But still, that is where you grew up and that's where you loved. And a lot of good things happened in your family there. So
yes. It's
good to remember that kind of stuff. I appreciate the fact that you came in and talked a little bit about Clyde and Mildred. You know, they made a great significant contribution to our community. Mildred, in her service to the county, is something that people build on today. I mean, you lay foundations. Even our magistrates today are doing things that will make a difference 30 years from
right.
now, since she did. And, of course, him and his love for our county. And I think now that I know the fact that, and I didn't know this, that he was not born here. I assumed he was. Anybody that would love their county and know as much about it as he did has to be born there.
Right.
So for him to come here at a young age and to really take an interest in where he lived, that's pretty cool. If you, ladies and gentlemen, want to go to the Historical Society and maybe see some of the stuff we've talked about, it's located on Main Street in the Farmer's Square. Right next to the Farmer's Bank, there's a parking lot, and then there's a row of buildings. I don't know exactly. I know they're open on Thursday afternoons. I don't know the exact hours, but I'm sure there's signage on the door, so maybe you can stop by there if you'd like to go. Lots of great, neat things to look at in there. And one thing we have even done with this program is we have recorded these on CDs, and I've left copies there, so at least we can get that preserved somewhere. But a lot of the stuff that you'll see in there, we're talking about fingerprints, has your dad's fingerprints all over them.
You'll see they have his videos, his books for sale.
What does his videos entail? What do they have?
Oh, he has histories of Jessamine County, histories of High Bridge.
Is this him talking?
Yes, you can still find his.
Now, that has to be cool for you guys, especially.
I can't do it yet.
Yeah?
I mean, I know it's been 4 years, but.
Well, in time,
I still can't do that. I can't sit there and listen to his voice. It just.
But in time, you will.
Intense.
And when it happens, you will. It will be nice.
Yes.
And, unfortunately, we've had, in the course of this program, we've had three of our guests who have passed. And one of the things, particularly in mind, the children of one of them, they're able to go back and listen to it. And it means a lot now, because more than it did then. And you'll get to that point. But you have to also, I think, Donna, remove yourself from who it is. If you can listen to it, not as Donna the daughter, but just as somebody, I think you're going to be pretty impressed, I'm sure, at what he says and what he knows.
He was brilliant.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. If he had had an education, the education that he probably needed, he could have done amazing things.
Yeah.
He did amazing things. And
I'm glad, I'm tickled to death that somehow this young lady who's selling shoes got his eye and got him down here, because he certainly was a great contribution to our community, as you all, the whole family, has been. But it's our great fortune that he became a Jessamine Countyan and preserved a lot of the history and a lot of the things and the cemeteries that he helped to him and Howard Curry, no telling how much work they did together in making sure that those people are respected hundreds of years after they died. That's just takes somebody pretty special to want to do it. And I appreciate the fact he did. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate you doing this.
Thanks, Doug, for having us.
My thanks to Donna Miller for coming in this morning and sharing information about her mom and dad and their contribution to our community. We appreciate you coming in also every Saturday for All Things Jessamine. We'll do it again next week. Don't forget, I have a regular show here on Jess FM. Every weekday morning from 6 until 8, I get you up and going. It's all for you on Jessamine County's own radio station, Jess FM 105.9.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville, and they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here, still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.